following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, children.
Fuck 'em up, children.
It's time for Audio Files with your hosts, E-Train, Shakes.
That's me.
And the Rannibal.
You punk ass bitches.
That's right. We are punk ass bitches.
Punk ass.
What's happening, everybody out there? Welcome to Audio Files.
Yeah, yeah.
It is Monday, November 5th.
Uh-oh.
You know what that means?
Tomorrow we finally get this bullshit over with.
I'll tell you what, after tomorrow's over, I feel like I'm going to take a great big emotional shit.
I think there might be a race riot.
You know?
No. What?
What are you talking about, man?
Because no matter what happens, I believe it's something's... might happen in some major towns.
Man, you're not one of these. No, it's not going to happen. No.
And what would lead you to believe
just because
that?
I think it's mostly based around racism, this election.
Jesus. Really?
Anyway. I'd just be glad when it's over with. I am so tired of seeing it on TV, hearing it on the news, hearing it on the radio.
Politicians, they're all the same color to me.
Yes, they're like baby diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason.
Their baby stool color.
Well, anyway, it's Monday, November 5th. Tomorrow, we're going to get all this nonsense of the election behind us. And I sort of feel like, by the way, this is E-Train.
This is Shakey Poo.
Nice.
Shakespeare.
Yes, we need to call him Shakespeare.
Fuck you guys.
No, for your obvious...
good pronunciations of words.
No, you have a very deft handle of the English language.
He does.
Whoop your ass.
Most eloquent motherfucker I know.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Eloquent.
So, this whole election, I sort of feel like I don't have a dog in this race.
No.
This time around. I don't know. I'm just not. I'm not particularly inspired, let's put it that way, by anything one way or the other. So.
Yeah.
Well, anybody got anything interesting to talk? I've got some. It's not really a rant. Maybe I'll just call it E-Train's editorial moment.
Go for it.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to address, it's mostly my musician friends out there.
Oh, God.
And
still surprised you have friends. But
yeah.
Me too, dude. I don't see
you. Well, when you get to my age and they say if you can count the number of friends you have on one hand, you're doing all right. So, anyway. I guess what it is, I'm reading, I'm spending too much time on Facebook, I think is what it is. And I'm hearing more than one... musical acquaintance of mine, and I'm obviously not going to single anybody out. That's not right. But I just hear this. First of all, Facebook is not a diary. People are putting the most, crazy personal information. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, I do it. I say what's on my mind.
You realize how many? Well, you're right. Well, there's a fine line because you realize that. People have lost their jobs over shit that they posted.
Yeah, I know. I
try not to share any fucking thing on Facebook. Fuck it.
I mean, I let people know where I'm playing, funny quotes from my dad or something like that. I never post anything political. I never post anything just because, it's already too easy to make enemies as it is. And now every time you post some kind of dear diary, I'm working on my core so I can blow myself one day. I don't know that I'd share that.
Anytime you give somebody a public...
I'm working on my Kegel exercises. Yeah.
Anytime you give somebody a public forum, they're going to exploit it and basically for public masturbation.
It is. They ought to be sound effects. Facebook, get some sound effects over there.
You know what I'm going to start? I'm going to start posting on every time I jerk off on Facebook. Just
jerked
off.
People do that. Anyway.
Use it as a jerk off diary.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, Facebook is not your little
dear diary.
And
then tag the people I was thinking about when I was jerking off.
I blew Frank today and it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. P.S. Very salty.
He needs some fresh balls.
I don't know that I. Anyway. So I'm
drink more. Drink more pineapple juice.
There you go. Jesus.
Holy crap.
I don't know. I came on the coffee table. It stripped the veneer right off. I don't know that I post stuff like that.
I shellacked my dick to a table.
There you go. It still itches. I guess my whole point before it went way left fielder. I'm hearing a lot of musicians post stuff that is, you know, I can't get any gigs. I can't, nobody's calling me. I'm tired of hearing about your good gigs. I don't want to hear blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm seeing that a lot. Yeah. And I know tons of musicians that bitch about not getting out and playing a lot. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I was one of them. I used to be like, well, how come I'm not getting... Well, guess what? I learned a valuable lesson. Get off your ass and start booking.
And treat people right.
Yeah, I'll get into that too. If you want to go out and be playing more, first of all, there's two kinds of musicians. There's the guys out there that... And girls. Who have their own project and they lead that project. They're the spearhead. They're the ones out pushing that sucker forward. And then there's the hired gun players. And we know tons of
or weekend warriors or you know.
Well, the weekend warriors, they're not really the professional musicians out there bitching about not getting gigs.
I don't know, man, you can't really call them that. Well, cuz no, there's professional musicians I know that have full-time jobs, but they're fucking good.
Well, you're right.
But they only play on the weekends.
Well, okay. Well,
they're not like
that's not a professional musician. If you have a full-time job and then you're going out playing on the weekends, you're not a professional musician. You're a weekend warrior.
What is the definition of a professional musician?
If that's
musician?
What you do for a living. Like, you make your living playing music.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't have a full-time job. Most of the money I get is from, lately, it's been from playing gigs. So, somewhere along the way, I switched from amateur to professional. And I don't know. I mean, so, my whole point is, if you're not getting gigs and you want to get more gigs, you got two options. You can put together your own project and get off your ass and book it.
Network.
You gotta get on the phone. Second, if you're a hired gun and you just like showing up and playing, you know, you just want to play other people's stuff, you don't want to necessarily run a band, well then get out there and sell yourself.
That's it.
Get out there and get on the horn. Network. You gotta do it. I hate going to open mics.
Yeah, that's pretty... I've never really enjoyed going to those, but...
I don't know that, you know, you get a real good class of...
I found out by going to them, though, that that's the easiest way to get, like, sound gigs, man, because those bands that are playing always need sound dudes, and when they find out I'm a sound guy...
Maybe to get sound gigs, but, I mean, personally, like, I've never played...
It's a good opportunity.
I've never played an open mic, and I have no intention of starting...
Well, they are a way. It's sort of an entry level.
Yeah, to jam with other guys.
Jam with a network. Yeah. Like, people don't really realize. I guess musician wise, you don't realize the importance of networking. Right. It's real important. Let's put it this way. I was bitching. I don't know, what 3 or 4 years ago when you know the other band I was in, we weren't playing out as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
So I got off my ass. I put together my own band. It took a while.
Right.
It took a while. I went through a lot of musicians before I found a group of guys that I liked, but we just started booking. We're busy all the freaking time. Every weekend we're playing somewhere. Now, I'm not the caliber of musician that some of these guys are out there posting this stuff on Facebook. So my only advice, not that I'm prepared to, you know, in a position to give advice, but get off your ass.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to play, you want to play.
Quit bitching about it. Yeah, get the fuck up off your ass.
Now, I know a lot of guys, too, who are mediocre musicians, but they're busy all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's really not... You can be the best musician in the world, but if you just sit at home and are pissy all day long and nobody knows about you, who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a million shitty musicians that they're busy all the time because they put themselves out there, and that's all it is.
That's it.
And,
that's
you know, they may blow bums for quarters, but... You know, at least they're out
Which is a great punk band, blowing bums for quarters. Wasn't it?
That's a bad market if you want to blow something, though.
Bums?
Bums, because they're...
Yeah, you really got to have no sense of smell.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah, pinch your nose and dive right in.
Pinch your nose, grab some balls.
So
anyway, that's my little editorial, my little rant. If you're a musician out there and you're not getting gigs... I'm pretty sure it's one of two things. You're not actively seeking them.
Right.
Or two, you might be hard to work with.
See, this is
and that's what you brought up before. If you're hard to work with, or you're kind of a douchebag, or you got a bad attitude,
look,
nobody's going to want to work with you.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. For me, I've always...
You got a shitty attitude, by the way. I don't know. How are you getting on these gigs? I've worked with you a lot, and I'm going to tell you, you are a colossal...
Whatever, fuck you.
You are a
I'm the nicest
prick.
Sound guy I know.
Ken, you are the tip of the spear of a giant latex fist.
Maybe.
Rammed up somebody's
you know
ass repeatedly.
You know what? I find that the way I am is why I mostly get the jobs that I get.
I don't know, man. You know,
I think it's your...
Because I care.
You do care, but you fluctuate between how many, uptight and laid back.
How many gigs have I done with the E Train here that I've made you guys sound awesome? I've done.
I think one and a half.
Yeah.
No, it's that half. That half a percentage point was a real bitch. How do you fucking figure that? No, I'm fucking with you. No, you're. Why do you think I keep calling you back? Because you're easy to work with and. You got a good ear, and you like to play funny shit in between our sets.
So. that's play Stephen Lynch.
Yes,
the last one.
We played Stephen Lynch, and people came out and were more interested in Stephen Lynch listening to that shit than they were listening to us. I was like, fuck you people. Anyway.
But yeah, speaking of trying to get gigs.
Shakespeare, that kind of feels good, doesn't it?
Yes,
he's giving you a little mental massage.
Yeah, if you can go fuck yourself. So, speaking of trying to get gigs, a good friend of mine, Daniel Anderson, who's a well-known okay guitar player.
Well-known okay guitar player?
I'm just fucking around. Yeah. No, he's
a two-headed dildo.
He's a badass. Anyway, he posted this...
No, Daniel, you're very good.
He posted this Craigslist post that he found about a guy looking for a gig.
So this is a posting on Craigslist. Somebody seeking gig.
Trying to start up another band.
Seeking
and
work.
Right. And so the title of this post says, "Best Guitarist This Side of the Mason-Dixon." And in the beginning, it says, "Yo, Trick, what the fuck is up?" And it goes on to say, "Are you looking to add a little swag to your beat? Are you looking for a real-ass bro with a JCM 800? How many people know?
What's a JCM 800? I'm sorry.
It's like a Marshall.
Oh, a Marshall stack.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a dumbass.
He goes, how many people with a JCM 800? How many people what the fuck is up with a JCM 800?
Wow.
And he goes, I play aggressive rhythms, really fucking aggressive. It's like, is that guy lead or rhythm? Who fucking knows? I've been playing for 13 years, and I just don't give a fuck anymore.
You know, the sad thing, he's probably 13 years old.
No. I'm currently in a band, but none of them find it important to practice anymore, so I'm looking to move on.
I heard that.
And he goes, I'm game for either metal or alternative.
Polka.
If you suck dick, don't contact me. What? I don't want to play with a ragtag group of people who are all, yeah, I've been playing for like 5 years, and the only song I know is that Jet song, Be My Girl.
See, you know, If I knew who the fuck this guy was, I would call him right now.
Can we respond to this ad?
Yeah, hold on. And then he goes on to say,
we got to respond to this.
If you already have a band, I want to hear some tracks. I can send you some of my stuff. It's not going to be recorded with the JCM 800, but it'll still be tight like your dad's vag.
What?
Nice. And he goes, if you just want to join me, I will rebuild this band. I fucking made up all the parts anyways. I don't give a fuck. I just want to play. I'm 23. I have a full-time job, and I masturbate with my left hand.
Wait a minute.
Let's
so
make
he,
this work.
So he's been playing since he was... He's been playing for 13 years. He's been playing since he was 10.
Yeah.
That's his claim to fame?
And he has a JCM 800.
Obviously. Wow. He keeps reminding us. Yeah.
Which
Jesus
fuck. If you've got that, it sounds to me like you're comp... By the way, I should have known when a JCM 800 was. I was thinking, wait a minute, is that like a... That's a fucking full stack,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's called douchebag.
I mean, if you have to mention it there, 5 times.
Right.
So really, the only reason somebody would contact it because we just want to rent your JCM 800.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave your douchebag ass at home. We'll just come pick it up.
You know, I'm thinking about replying to him.
I think we should. I think we should. Hey, we...
Most definitely.
How much for the JCM 800? That's what you got
to
ask.
I think that should be our next interview, this guy. We should set that up.
Okay, respond to this fuck nugget and... say, yo, bitch, what up?
Yo, Trick. Can we cut your balls off and
can you send us a picture of your
mouth?
Dad's vag? I just want to see that.
Saw your post.
Are you doing it right now?
Yes. You're replying right now? Wow.
And I'm interested in purchasing your JCM 800.
There you go. See, that's how you deal with fuck kids.
I am interested not only in your JCM 800, but your dad's vet.
There you go. There you go. Now, make
fucking
sure.
Fucking Shredmaster.
Wow.
Fuck him.
All right, so there's a good example of somebody who's probably not easy to work with. So, just saying. I don't even know the guy, but you can tell right there. There's one thing to be confident in yourself, and it's another thing to be a colossal shit. And he sounds like he's an impacted ass full of attitude, which, no, you don't need.
I said, yo, Trick, saw your post, and I'm interested in your JCM 800 and your dad's vag. Send me pics of both. Thanks.
Yes. Okay. So we're off to a great start. Nice.
I mean, I'm praying and hoping that he responds in a positive way.
Now, are you blocking your email at least, or are you sending it through?
I gave him my phone number and everything.
Oh, yes. Yes. To the payphone out in the parking lot, but other than that, no.
Gave my phone number, my social,
yeah. Birthday. Wow.
Copy, hey, let's everything. Swap vag pictures. Text me anyway.
I'll show you my dad's vag if you show me yours.
There's a good example of a guy who's probably not working as much as he wants to be, and he's compensating for that by being a dick. I don't know. So anyway, it's just like any other profession out there. If you're working a lot, it's because you're good, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, okay. There's a lot of.
It's not that you're good. You're willing to work towards something.
I know a lot of musicians that are doing okay.
Right.
And it's not because they're any better than anybody else, or they're just like, oh my God, you got to see this guy. In fact, it's okay. Let me give you an example. You ever been out to Lowe's or Home Depot? You see the Mexicans hanging out. What are they doing? They're day laborers. They're. I'm not being. No, this is true. I'm not being singling anybody out. Yeah. Beaners, but
Jesus Christ,
I'm a beaner.
Yeah,
I can say that.
Yeah, you
okay,
are. Yeah.
Fine, you know.
So you see the day laborers.
I'm a cracker ass bitch.
There you go. You see the day laborers hanging out. Let's just call them day laborers. I mean, they could be from Haiti. We don't know, but they're waiting for a truck to roll up. They'll jump in and they'll get paid for a day's work. So that's what a lot of musicians. They're just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. No. It doesn't work that way. Get off your ass. Get on the phone. Get the gigs. Make it happen. I'm telling you, gigs are easy to get.
Well, I mean, that's any kind of work, though.
Exactly.
You got to go after it.
You're absolutely right. So gigs are easy to get. Anybody. We can get on the phone right now, contact Mr. JBL800JC, whatever the fuck. And, you know, hey, man, we'll book some gigs. You can call. We can call 10 clubs right now and get 5 gigs out of it. That's right. Easy.
Yeah.
Get off your ass. Go fucking book some gigs. Quit your bitching. Stop posting stupid shit on Facebook.
Anyway, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's all about that. It's you got to put the work in with anything.
You got to show people. And first of all, if you come across as somebody who's good, you show up on time, you're professional, you got good equipment, you got a great attitude, you're going to get called back. There's people out there that work every weekend.
Right.
And they don't have to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
To get those gigs, people are calling them.
And being
so, if people aren't calling you, you probably suck or you got a shitty attitude. Well, I mean,
if you're not used to the way this works, it would be very easy to be surprised at how many shitty musicians get gigs, you know, 3-4 times a week.
Sure.
They're getting paid.
Yeah.
They're getting paid to basically, you know, hurt people's lives.
What do you mean, hurt people's lives?
Well, I mean, you know, like, they fucking suck. You know, how many shitty bands, for every good band, there's at least 1,000 shitty bands.
At least, yeah. Right. Look, in this area, which is the Triangle, Raleigh area, North Carolina, you literally can't swing a dead cat without hitting 1,000 guitar players. And 999 of them suck.
Yeah.
But they think that, again, it's all a matter of perspective. Some people, I mean, I'm not trying, I'm literally... quite honestly, not trying to say, oh, look how good I am. No, I don't do that.
Right.
I don't do that. I enjoy what I do. I think I'm pretty good at what I do. And I'm getting better. And I had to learn this the hard way. I'm getting better at selling myself. Getting out there.
Yeah, you got to do a little prostitution.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, man, I hate doing the booking. I hate calling clubs. Yeah, who doesn't? But that's how the business works. You don't want to do the business part of it. Then stay home and shut up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, especially if you're small time. I mean, nobody's gonna fucking do it for you.
Oh yeah, and if you are one of the very lucky ones in this area to be, you know, managed, or anywhere, if you're with a booking agency, hey man, that's you're 75% of the way there on being hot shit.
Right.
You know, you got somebody doing it for you. Good.
I don't even like managers for the most part.
Nobody does. You know. Although when Monica was in here, she was saying that she's currently looking for, you know, management of some kind, which, yeah, it's great.
There's, yeah, but there's people, I mean, out there that,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone works differently. Yes. Some people, some yeah. people, you know, it benefits them greatly to have managers. Some yeah. people don't need them.
Also, yeah. also, honestly, it makes your booking a lot easier, I think, when you have a manager to go out, or a booking agent or something, to go out and get these gigs for you.
Oh, sure. That's what kind of separates the
yeah.
Let's put it this way. Most places that I've dealt with are, you know, I'm able to deal with them on my own, one-on-one, directly with the club, but they're clubs. Yeah. Now, festivals, you want to break out of the club scene and get into the better venues, like opener gigs for big names that roll through yeah, town. You want to get some festivals. Lincoln Theater, you want to get stuff, you want to get the big shows in whatever area you're in. 9 times out of 10, they would like you to have representation, because that shows a promoter or a venue one of two things: that you're professional, you've got management, you've got some kind of representation, and two, they're not going to have to worry about you. They know, okay, well, these guys are going to show up on time. Hopefully, they're going to show up on time.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know, I don't have to worry about, oh, this is some bunch of punks with a JCL 800 out of their garage with a really shitty, piss-poor attitude. You know, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my rant. We spent a lot of time on that. But I think it's something worth saying to everybody out there.
I mean, you know,
if you're a musician, you know, get off your ass. It really is, you're self-employed. Unless you're lucky enough to be one of these session guys that's employed by a label or something, which, good God, that's a great gig to have.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're only as good as your reputation. If you've got a bad reputation, you can hang it up. You know, you got to change that. You're going to have to, you know, nobody was calling me to come play, so I just put together my own thing and went out and got the gigs myself. That's just how you have to do it. You don't want to do that, then tough shit.
So, right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, anybody got any interesting stuff to talk about? How was everybody's week this past week?
Yeah, you know,
we should talk about shotguns.
Shotguns. How was your weekend, speaking of that?
Oh, my weekend?
Yeah.
My weekend was...
Did it involve a shotgun?
No.
Okay.
Good.
I just didn't want anybody knocking on the door.
But, you know, the prior week involved a couple shotguns.
Oh, yeah, it did.
What, did you forget about that?
No. I just didn't want to mention it.
Okay. I'm lost.
So anyway,
music news.
Yeah, no.
A friend of mine.
E-Train, you know what's the music news this week?
Friend of mine.
Hold on.
No, I'm just fucking around.
No, go ahead.
Friend of mine. She had somebody try and break into her apartment 2 nights in a row, and Shakespeare and I
fuck you, god damn it,
we had to go kind of hang out in front of her neighborhood, and we got accused of being in the Klan for having shotguns.
Yeah, we did,
just because we were two white guys with guns in downtown Durham.
Well, I mean, you know, if we kind of,
sounds about right.
Well,
I think the Klan has more people than just two guys, though, so.
Klan's got more guns anyway.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Oh, Jesus.
But, yeah, it was pretty interesting. But, yeah, you know, it was a good deed.
Well, apparently, No Doubt made a video.
God damn it.
I wasn't being literal when I said, look,
No Doubt made a video, and it depicted Gwen Stefani dressed up as an Indian, and they had apologized for Native Americans in their Wild West video.
Was she naked?
God, no.
E-Train, this is like seriously the fourth time you've mentioned No Doubt on this goddamn podcast.
They just keep popping up on the music news.
Because it's not... Well, okay. See, anyway, so...
Judge throws out lawsuit against Britney Spears. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, somebody stole Amy Winehouse's wedding dress. Holy shit. Why are these news headlines? How about a musician explodes?
A musician explodes.
Yeah,
spontaneous combustion.
Yes, Spinal Tap. They kept losing drummers that way. Now that's fucking news right there.
That is news, but you know, they weren't exactly a real band.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, fuck.
All right, well, what do we got to talk about here?
Yeah, no,
who's
couple,
everybody got?
I did a couple gigs today.
Today?
This past weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good for you.
That was great.
Awesome.
I was the best ever.
I went on tour for 5 months.
Man, I rode those faders like a champ.
Hey, man.
I got one coming up. The Rested Rails have one coming up on Saturday at the Berkeley Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Doing them.
Oh, okay.
And that Wolfstock thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
For Monica. Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
All right.
Oops.
What was that?
The fuck was that?
Technical problems. All right. Well, let's keep the momentum going. We want to talk
talk about some bands.
There you go.
I want to talk about a band called Wire.
Wire. Okay.
They were an art punk band formed in 1976.
I'm noticing a British trend with a lot of the music you talk about. It tends to be from that genre and that era.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what I came up on. So, they're considered very influential, like, to a lot of bands, like Sonic Youth, bands like that. There was a band called the Urinals, which I'm sure nobody's ever fucking heard of, but they were
that's
from, like,
a great name.
San Francisco, like in the late 70s. anyhow, they were a bunch of art students known for, being very stripped down, minimalist, very influenced by obscure art movements such as Dadaism and Situationism. And, I guess I'll just go ahead and throw one on.
Oh, that's charming.
This is called Sand in My Joints from their second album, entitled Chairs Missing. If Shakespeare can get it together.
What record's this off of?
It's called Chairs Missing.
Hey man, I love the guitar tones.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's about what I expected it to sound like.
Well, yeah.
I don't mean that bad. I don't know what else to say about it.
That's I wanted to start off with that one because it's very typical of the sound of the time.
Right.
That scene.
Yeah.
But they were very experimental, and as time progressed, they messed up what they were known for, and did a lot of different things in the studio as time went on. I'll play another one. It's called Outdoor Minor. It's off the same album.
Outdoor minor as in under 18 or minor helmet layer?
Minor, like, someone who mines.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A coal miner.
There you go. To jeopardize the lives of lambs that shepherd cries. An outdoor life for a silver fish, eternal dust. I like that a lot better than the first track. Than the clean room. Showing their soft side, sounds like.
They spent a lot of time, fucking with pop conventions. Basically just to fuck with people. I mean,
that is not what I would have expected from a punk band of that era of the style of stuff that you usually listen to. I would have not expected you to like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there is a common thread with the bands that I've been choosing that they like to fuck with people's expectations and stuff like that.
I can see that.
I mean, I like the playfulness of basically like the artier side of music rather than.
Now, as with a lot of the bands that you choose, are these guys like either committed suicide or dead?
No. So, okay. Actually, don't believe it or not. They're still...
Did he throw himself in front of a train?
Are they still playing?
They broke up in 81, got back together in 85, and they still, they tour sometimes, and they're still putting out records. And they're all their records are different. I mean, they...
Well, that's cool. So they don't get pigeonholed into one sound.
Oh, no, not at all.
Kind of like...
So like we're at the 30-minute mark.
Are
so
we at the 30-minute mark?
Yeah, let's
who gives a rant?
Let's take a little break and come back. How about that?
Are we gonna go outside and roll a fat one?
Yeah, that's it.
Hog leg.
But Randall picked this intermission song, and we'll let you know who it is here in about.
If you guess what it is, Ken will blow you.
No, I'll write a poem. Shakespeare. I'll write a poem for you.
Well, you can win a JC something 800.
Yeah.
Sweet release.
You get to have a gig with the guy on Craigslist. This
fucking Mason Dixon asshole.
She's an evil chick. Say she's the witch. She got a long black hair and a big black car. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch. Where she wants.
All right, motherfuckers. That was Seattle, Washington's The Sonics with their song "The Witch."
Very nice,
bitch.
And by the way, you're listening to Audio Files.
Yeah.
Thank you for downloading or podcasting or whatever your chosen listening device is of choice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on iTunes, tell your friends about us. We'd appreciate that too. Give us a rating. Give us some feedback. All that good stuff.
You can find us on Stitcher Radio now, which is available. You can get that on Android phones and all that stuff too.
Stitcher?
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher.
What about Facebook?
Facebook, you can find us at audiofiles919. Facebook.com/audiofiles919.
You can find us there. Our area code?
Yeah. And then on Twitter as well, audiofiles919.
We're on Twitter?
Yep.
Who's Twittering? You?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shakespeare.
Here.
He's writing about us.
I'm not up with the Twitter.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you can find us there, Stitcher. You can find us on poddirectory.com, podbean.com. You can find us in all those directories now. So,
bitch.
iTunes, everywhere.
All right. So, thanks for tuning in to Audio Files.
Yeah. Let's throw a couple more snippets of Wire on there.
So you're the Ranimal is talking about the band Wire, is that correct?
Wire.
I had not heard of them before. Surprise! I've never heard of any of the guys you bring up before. Oh, by the way, real quick, you realize you know whose birthday it is today?
Graham Parsons.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my man.
I saw that on the old Facebook today.
He's dead as hell, but you know,
and burnt to a crisp.
Still sounds good.
When was he born?
Back in the 40s, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's probably dead anyway. Yeah.
No, Paul McCartney's still around.
Anyhow.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to play a couple more. This is I Am the Fly.
Are you?
By Wire.
Oh.
Off of their second album, Chairs Missing.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a fly.
Yeah?
I'm trying to think of what effect that is on the guitar, and I can't think of it.
It's a synth.
There you go. Over your window, you think I'm confused. They weren't singing all British before, were they?
Mm-hmm.
Were they? No, they didn't sound it in some of the other tracks. I like it when bands sing like that. I like that sound.
This is this is a strange song.
Yeah. I like it.
I do think, and I'm not a huge, I like punk, but I wouldn't, you know, go out of my way to listen. But anyway, I, for some reason, I think when bands, a punk band, sings with that Cockney British accent, like that, I think it just sounds more legitimate.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just,
well, I mean, you know, they're being true to themselves and whatever capacity that is.
Is that the ice maker?
Yeah.
Wow.
We need ice for a rum goat.
I thought you cracked a rat real quick. I was like, Jesus Christ.
You cracked a rat?
Yeah.
Rum again.
Rum again.
Rum again. Yum. What'd you call it?
Captain Yum Yums.
Captain Yum Yums.
In my tum tum.
All right, sir. We're
going to play one more, okay. And this will probably be more up your alley, E-Train, because it's poppier. It's not, you know, I mean, I'm being honest.
I'm a rocker, man. I got a JCL 800.
JCM 800.
JCM
Get
pocket.
Your shit together.
I know, man.
But this is, I mean, this is...
JBL.
Go ahead. For people who, you know, like... know who this band is. This is one of their more accessible songs. It's called The 15th, and it's off to their third record, which is called 154, which they named it that because that's how many shows they had played at that time.
Okay.
I think that crackling is the recording.
I think I'm hearing some of where Blur got some of their influences from, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I could hear that.
I hear a lot of U2 influence.
Walk away.
I hear a lot of assholes talking right now.
Wow.
Assholes talking would be like
biggest asshole this side of the Mason-Dixon.
Look, I'm Shakespeare, okay? Get your shit straight.
Yes, you are. No, that's a. I wonder how introspective that's.
Fuck you.
There's a lot of instrumentation.
Yes.
That's
wow. I'm digging the introspective instrumentation.
Yeah, I need your shit like my asshole needs teeth.
Ugh.
Whoa. God. Yeah, that's how you bite the corn on the cob, though.
No.
Anyway, you know, I don't hate them. I don't hate those guys.
Cornholing.
Now, that last one you played, I think that's pretty well done. Now. They are still out and about?
Yes, they are. They're still releasing records.
Okay.
Oh, so you can actually still buy this shit.
Yeah, you can buy their stuff. You can find it.
So where would people go to learn more about these fine
genres? Kenya.
Wow. Kenya what? Kenya dance?
Kenya.
Can you find their records?
Gov. Kenya. Kenya.gov.
Yeah. Moving on.
Moving on up.
Right. So, no, seriously, do they have a website?
I'm sure they do. I couldn't tell you what the hell it
wire.
Is.
Wire.com.
Okay, look up The Wire.
Just the Wire.
Google
no,
The
not,
Wire.
No, not the television show, The Wire.
I understand that.
Just put Wire.
Well, yeah, if you Wire band, you'll probably get Wire band. All right.
So you can find it.
You can find that.
So that was The Wire there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that was Wire.
That was Wire, ladies and
not
gentlemen.
Not The Wire.
W-I-R-E. God damn.
Jesus.
Wow.
Shit. You know, you're having a hard time keeping up sometimes. It's
well, he's old.
He's fading.
This week.
He's fading on us.
Are we going to move on? Can we move on?
We got him on life support.
Man, he's on he brings in oxygen tanks and shit.
Let's move on. Who's your band? Shakespeare?
Dude, that's a cool little...
You
little,
like that?
Yeah. That's like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't. You're talking
step
through.
Step right up.
Anyway, stop it. All right.
you're going for the local stuff again this week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I am too. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going for a guy. I actually did sound for at a Carrboro Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Curtis Eller. Mm-hmm. Actually, his full band is Curtis Eller's American Circus, or Curtis Eller and the American Circus. Okay. I'm gonna read from his bio because it's really fucking funny, and he's a funny dude. His live shows are awesome. I was blown away by this guy. But it says Curtis Eller is New York City's angriest yodeling banjo player. He sings about he sings about pigeon racing, performing elephants, and Jesus, all of which he has seen with his own eyes. He started his own show his show business career at the age of 7 as a juggler and acrobat in Hiller Old Time Circus in Detroit, but has since turned to banjo because that's where the money is.
I forgot this
That's
guy
where
is
the not, money is?
I forgot this guy is like not originally local, but now he lives in
He lives
Durham.
In Durham now. Okay. But his biggest musical influence.
His biggest mucus?
Fuck you, goddamn. His biggest musical influences are Buster Keaton, Elvis Presley, and Abraham Lincoln.
I often cite slapstick comics as my musical influence.
Buster Keaton was a genius.
Mr. Eller and his band, the American Circus, stubbornly perform and record New York City. They have appeared at funerals, horse races, burlesque reviews, and punk rock dumps.
I'm getting the sense he wrote his own bio. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They have appeared at funerals. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading that again. Haunted by the ghost of silent film and wearing a dead man's clothes, Mr. Eller and the band have staggered their way into the hearts of audiences from London and Amsterdam to Los Angeles and Montreal.
I've been to London, Amsterdam?
London and Amsterdam. Yeah, I gotcha. 2008 promises to see them touring extensively on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. Well,
yeah, that's current.
What'd you say? What year?
2008.
Outstanding.
Yeah, he didn't update this shit. Wow. And then along the way, they have shared the stage with strippers, contortionists, glass eaters, and folk singers. They play more waltzes than any other band I know of, but nobody ever seems to feel like dancing.
Wow, I like this guy already.
Yeah,
that's great. He's not taking himself too seriously.
No, he's pretty fucking funny. This is a song. I'm gonna play. Go ahead and just start playing this shit because that's where the proof it comes through the pudding. I'm Shakespeare, remember? Wirewalkers and Assassins is
that's one the of, name of the song?
No, his first record.
Wirewalkers and Assassins.
Yeah, this is
nice.
This song is called Sugar for My Horses. And it goes something like this.
Well, the last I heard a boss tweet, they had him locked down in the tombs. Tammany Hall is by lost its bloom. And now he's just another millionaire. And
he had me at boss tweet.
You should have
heard that knocked out jailbird moan. But it's years since he's heard angels singing.
I love it. I fucking love it. I'm getting a fucking hard on right now. I'm gonna put that on Facebook.
Always sugar, always sugar for the horses. When there's no one left to sing. And if it ain't the sweetest
so it's just, I'm hearing just banjo, upright bass, and brushes on a snare drum. That's it.
And he has a backup singer that goes with him, a girl.
Right.
But this guy, if you got to YouTube him and check this shit out.
It's Chris Eller.
Curtis Eller.
Sorry.
He
nobody fucking listens to
I
each
have
other.
No well no I do I just I have got the fucking short term memory of a gnat lately.
He is very very interesting guy. He reminds me of Les Claypool playing a fucking banjo because just the way he does like splits on stage like and he uses a wireless system.
Well, you're talking about visually, not
visually. Yeah,
not the way that he plays.
No, the fuck. He plays a totally different instrument.
Well, I know that.
Anyway, he
wears. Well, I mean, you didn't clarify Shakespeare.
He wears a wireless with his banjo.
I think English good, don't I?
He wears a wireless with his banjo and.
A wireless what?
With fuck it, you. God damn it. Stop interrupting me.
His banjo? Is it on his knee?
Anyway.
Fuck
you. Okay. I'm not going to say anything anymore. I'm just going to start playing music. So this shit.
This is Roger Eller.
Somebody stole my notes.
Curtis Eller. All right, sorry.
So you're playing.
Somebody stole my shit.
All right, let's be serious. Let's be serious.
Leonard Bernstein.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Oh, you found your notes. All right, good.
Yeah.
So Curtis.
This is another one. It's called. I can't. Hold on, man.
His way to prepare.
His website's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's the website's fault. When in doubt, blame the site. All right, well, we need to have some conversation while he's...
So, anyhow, about...
Anyway, I went to a really cool place this weekend and drank heavily. I don't know about you, Randall, so...
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one is another fucking song called Sugar in My Coffin. He writes a lot of songs about sugar.
About sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet release.
You can find this guy at CurtisEller.com.
Okay. wonder if he's in any relation to Eller Records. There's an Eller label.
They're putting water in the
whiskey. Oh, I love it.
Just to keep the boys in line. You ain't a busting up my place like you did last time.
And this is off his record, Taking Up Serpents again. The way they
keep us sober, man, I'm sold. I'm gonna go look this guy up. When I'm dead and gone, I want some sugar in my coffin.
Wonder if he needs a guitar player.
Actually, if you go to his bio, you scroll all the way down. It says, if you want to join Curtis's band, click here. And it sends you to the email address where you can inquire about joining his band.
Sweet. His first question, do you have a JCL?
JCM 800.
Why can't I get that right?
Because you're old.
Yeah, I guess.
And that was Curtis Mayfield with his 1963 hit, Tom Thumb's Blues.
But, and this is a, shit. This is a song off of his EP titled Banjo Music for Funerals.
Okay.
And this is called Last Flight of the Pigeon. See if this motherfucker, I hate his website.
Wow, that sounds just like, oh, I got you.
Here we go. It's a little bit of a slow start, but you can hear it at a funeral, though. I'd play this at a funeral.
Guess. Like a circus performer dies. And just saying.
This guy was throwing knives and it stabbed him in his skull.
The bearded lady died.
So long, you would think it's a crime. It's just me and those birds of morning.
This, he's currently on tour in the UK.
Well,
really? Now. Yeah,
nice. Like I'm wasting my time. How well is he attended here in the States? I guarantee you, they love him in Europe.
They like this guy. I mean, he actually, he was one of the first. He was the first band at the Carrboro Music Festival.
Was he?
Yeah, and there was about 40 people there.
How was that? That's a local Carrboro Music
Festival.
Yeah,
he was playing at Jesse's Cafe in like some little
small place.
Yeah, he was playing on the little side stage. Huh. Thing and
just by himself, or did he have the
he had his upright drummer and a
how
backup
was
singer.
How was the attendance on that?
It was 40 people, like 40 people were there. That's just it? For him, and then when he was done, all of them fucking left.
So one thing I like about him is he seems to affect different vocal styles depending on the song,
right? Yeah,
and it's
he changes shit,
but he
up
does
really
it tastefully,
well.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people do that and it sounds like shit, but.
Well, he doesn't sound like he's trying to be like a cartoon character type of thing. He even though you listen to some of the titles of these songs and you're kind of expecting it to be kind of slide whistly, goofy and shit, but it's not. Yeah. It's very well done.
Yeah, I mean, he pulls off his style really well. And this is a song I was meaning to play earlier, but I couldn't find it. Now I found it. This is called Taking Up Serpents again off his self-titled. It's a self-titled song after his record, whatever. So...
English language.
That's what smoking a lot of fucking weed has done to my brain. So
bit of warning out there, kids.
I can't really put thoughts together sometimes.
I don't know.
Or I do, but they
I don't know if
mixed.
I blame the weed on that.
No, I think I will.
I'd just blame genetics.
Jesus fucking Christ. And haunt you in your sleep. I would take up
just
genetics.
Like any decent funeral, gonna pour out in the street. If it gets too cold this winter time, gonna flood the place next spring. You can bet it was a sure thing. Just like that son of a bitch gonna wind up in the White House every time. And the silver's there just to keep your mind off the copper in your dime. And the war between the states was just a bell they had to ring. You can bet it was a sure thing.
I tell you, I'm impressed with this guy a lot.
And I'm taking up serpents again. Yes, and
yeah,
I'm
real impressed with this guy. I'm real impressed with him.
He's interesting. And this is I'm gonna play another one. And this is the last one. This is off of Wire Walkers and whatever the fucking thing was.
Is that the name of an album?
Yeah,
Wire Walkers.
I'm telling you, his fucking website's confusing. This is called Hartford Circus Fire, 1944. This song is, according to his bio, is a story about a
circus. There was a they used to waterproof the canvas tents with like creosote or a combination shit that was real flammable, and it just went up and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, this is
That's the same fucking song. That's what that is.
The lead man stepped out on the wire.
This fucking website's pissing me off.
Drifted down. Go back.
No. Not going back.
And the flying will
it takes too much time.
And the crowd Jesus Christ, all drew a breath. The maestro kept the short leash on the band.
It's very bass heavy.
And the rigging, it went up like a match hit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Carl, he said, boys, don't look down. It was right here.
Well,
in Hartford,
I think that's a good cross section of what this guy's all about. I mean, a tremendous writer.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a storyteller at heart.
Right.
And,
he's very talented.
That's awesome. I like this. It's Curtis Eller.
Curtis Eller, yep.
All right. And so far we've talked about just Wire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Punk band from, the California late 70s scene.
No.
They weren't California.
England.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I was thinking of last week.
You mummy.
English.
You mummy motherfucker.
Well, I got California.
It never fucking fails.
I'm always California dreaming.
I guess so.
It's mamas and papas from California.
Yeah. talked about Wire. That was Randall's pick. And Shaky Puddin' and Shakespeare or the Shaky Man.
Yeah.
I was talking about Curtis Eller. I like
yeah, Curtis Eller.
Yours wasn't bad either. I was prepared to fucking hate it. But
thank you for that concession. Yeah, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
All right. Why don't you play your shitty band?
Well, I feel like I got to redeem myself from the last couple of weeks. I mean,
it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, the last two picks that I've had obviously didn't fuck both of you. Fuck both of you with a giant double-headed dildo.
Double-headed. You sound like me now. See, it goes around. Dildo, yeah, you fuck.
So the last two picks that I've had certainly didn't need our measly help to sell any of their records. These are multi-million-dollar selling acts. The two that I picked last week. So I wanted to talk about some relatively new upstarts here. And I, too, picked a local band. And by local, I mean Durham, North Carolina. I would like to talk a little bit about a band called Delta Ray. And that's Delta R-A-E, not R-A-Y, in case you're looking this up. It says here that they're an American folk band, which, yeah, I guess that's Americana, folky kind of thing.
I don't know if I'd call it that.
Yeah.
They're like Mumford and Sons.
I guess. Well,
poppy.
That's folk. They're formed in Durham, North Carolina, and consist of three siblings. Ian Holgis, is that how you pronounce his name?
I believe so. Holgis. No, it's a little German.
Eric Holgis and Brittany Holgis, who is she the lead singer?
Yeah.
Hot. Good looking.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
I did a show for them, and they were playing at that show, and I went up to just her and got her to sign the CD she gave me.
I mean, you were pretty taken with her.
Dude, she's smoking.
I'm looking at her picture.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so they are local guys, and
round
out the lineup. Yeah, that's a good looking woman. All right, man. Hey, you want to make $14 the hard way? Hey, as well. Okay,
can't even make it 15.
To round out the. All right. So anyway, there's three siblings: Ian, Eric, and Brittany Holgis.
Yeah.
Make up. They are the core of the group, and then there's Elizabeth Hopkins, Mike McGee percussion, and Grant Emerson bass.
Third. All right. Yeah.
So these guys, they put out a self-titled EP in 2010, which that's the one you got signed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they just got signed this past year on to Sire Records, and they released their first major label debut here just about a month ago. I think it was called Carry the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
June 19th is when it came out. So, all right, let's play something off their 2010 self-titled EP, which is only five songs on there. What you got?
This is called Morning Comes.
A job that pays.
They're very vocal based, I believe.
Great harmonies.
But I'm keeping it steady, and that's just how I was raised. Head held up, walking tall into each breaking wave. Cause the devil's in the details, and he's taking his toll. Is any good man down the foot trails of some lost, lonely soul?
It's my favorite part.
And I say, oh, oh.
Good God.
Don't change the sun.
That's hard to do.
Jealous is the night when the morning comes.
I'm hearing some growing up singing in church.
Yeah.
In this.
But it always comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a real laid-back flavor, but my God, the vocal harmonies on this are, I don't think they get any better. Well, I tell you, this past weekend, as a matter of fact, I was, just to give you a little background how I heard about these guys, I was sitting on my favorite chair in the house, the bathroom, and, well, no, I'm just in there, and my wife loves to go into the computer room and just start blasting music and having a good time. So I heard this next song that I'm going to play by them. This is off of their recently released Carry the Fire on Sire Records. So anyway, I'm sitting there, you know, minding my own business. And I hear this while I'm on the can. Probably not the best intro to a song. But... this caught my attention. I liked it. I really liked it. This is called Dance in the Graveyards. And the video to this song is pretty impressive, too.
They use like trash cans and chains and stuff.
Yeah, they're using a lot of different noisemaker things in the studio. Well, that's Delta Ray, Dance in the Graveyards.
I think they're kind of religious.
First major release.
It sounds like
Sire Records.
They may be a little bit religious.
You know, so what?
No.
It does say that they've opened up for.
They just played a show with Alanis Morissette the other night.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
They did like a private event in Los Angeles with Alanis Morissette. And
well, I heard that they opened up for Hanson, which I was like, I think that should be the other way around. Hanson should be opening up for them. So
I wouldn't know if I would want Hanson to open up for
me. You know, what are you going to do?
Is Hanson still around?
I don't know.
Randall, you're a big Hanson fan. What are you?
No, he's not.
Yes.
Anyway, we're currently talking about Delta Ray. Delta Ray is a North Carolina, I think they're still North Carolina based. It doesn't really say anything where they're currently located, but they debuted at Duke. Apparently they met at Duke University. They were all Duke students.
They all look like Duke students too.
Yeah. So
you're saying three siblings met at Duke University.
Three siblings. Well, I just said debuted at Duke University, October 2009.
You're my sister. What are you doing here?
Oh, how about that? No, well, I mean, come on. And it doesn't have any information on it. I guarantee they grew up singing. There's no way you are that tight vocally unless you grew up doing it with your siblings. Wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. You know what I mean?
I think they're very, they're technically talented. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. It has
they're too slick for me.
Really? You think it's too produced? Anyway. All right, well, here's another one off of their current release. This is called Fire. Oh, hell, 'cause no one comes. So I'm calling fire. Uh-oh. Fire off of the Delta Ray's current release,
which I would like to set fire to.
Really? You're not crazy about that? No, I think I tend to gravitate more towards some of the poppy kind of stuff, but
no, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I mean, they're good at what they do, honestly. So it's kind of hard to say anything bad about them, especially them being a local band. You know, I got to give them,
they're repping.
You got to give them their props.
Yeah, I got to give them props, you know.
Hey, local guys signed to a major label. That's always, you know, newsworthy in this area. So it's like, good for you. All right, I'll just play a couple more off of this. And this is called If I Loved You. Here we go. There's a little bit of this.
I mean, you know, they're getting very popular.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this sound is really getting more and more popular in general, I think. They say a mix of Americana influence with definite gospel shading. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Oh, sure. All right, let's see. I'll choose one more over here. Let's. This is a little. One of this is off of the same record. This is their first major label release, Carry the Fire. You can look them up on iTunes. There's a little bit. There's a little song called Country House. Let's see how this goes. This is Delta Ray. Now they're lonesome. Yes, they're lonesome. It kind of Belle and Sebastian-ish. No,
I have to disagree with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
They're a Scottish indie band.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's a little bit of a...
I think there's something up with your audio card
sampling,
because it sounds weird.
Does it? All right, well. I just wanted to give everybody a little sampling there of Delta Ray. Yeah. So... I think they'd definitely be worth looking up, and I sort of feel like I'm getting in on the ground floor with this band. You know,
yeah.
They're that new, so it's like I think they're going to be somebody to pay
attention
to.
They're definitely
And, you know, think about it. That's their...
Appearing on Conan and Jimmy Kimmel and all those guys
and
now.
As any band progresses and as they release material, it changes over time. And so that's their first big label release. I'm curious to see what the second and third and fourth is going to sound like. Yeah. If they get experimental, trying out different stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hopefully they won't go the way of some of the other people that I've picked and a particular song hits. And then they just regurgitate that song over and over and over and over again. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I mean, these guys, they really don't have, like, a single that's on the radio, you know, that's yet blowing up, you know. But, yeah, how about we close it out with a little more Delta Ray off their self-titled EP? How about that? Does that sound good?
That's cool.
Yeah?
All right, hit it.
This is called Oh Caroline, and you just got audio filed.
you just done been audio filed.
For reals. It's a little slow song, but
I mean, all their stuff makes you want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Makes me go, never mind.
Last night I thought I heard the screen doors.
Not something you listen to when you.
And I thought about it. You'd run away and break.
All right, how about this?
Again.
It's like Norah Jones-ish, some of it.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm moving on, I'm driving downtown to a
bottom. Yes, I got one
flashing
right.
Lights.
Come on, man.
Okay. All right, they opened up for Edwin McCain here. It says.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, go catch some Wire. Go catch some Curtis Ellers, American Circus.
Yep.
And then go get some Delta Ray on.
Delta Ray. All right, well, that's it. You've wasted another entire hour
Dude,
of your precious life listening to audio files, and we do appreciate it. So
yeah,
maybe
we appreciate it.
No, we do. So give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
You've just been audio filed.
So that's our catchphrase?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sweet release.
This is E-Train.
Shake it, Puddin.
The Ranimal.
Or Shakespeare,
there
according
you go.
To these motherfuckers.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, peace out. We'll catch you guys soon with another episode.
Go fuck yourselves.
There you go.
But 5 years ago, I thought I found my wife. And I still believe it. But my time with you has been an uphill climb. Like when you hike your skirt up when you're standing in a service line. Whoa, how your ring slips off after one too many glasses of